This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hey guys, welcome back. It's season two. We made it. Y'all stuck around. Thank you. We appreciate you guys. Oh, I like how we get this together.
Because we knew.
And to celebrate,
we've got some wine.
I know. All season one, we did wine like what?
Once. Twice.
And it wasn't even on camera.
Don't mind your business. Okay. Ooh. Just let us enjoy our wine now. We'll make sure that it's a highlight of every episode.
Have you ever gone wine tasting?
I have. Okay.
So we're going to swirl
and we're going to episode wine tasting?
Yes!
Is that what you were thinking or no?
Yes!
Oh, okay. When it gets warmer outside because it's cold.
Yeah.
But yeah, we should set up with wine tasting outside with this beautiful backdrop that we'll have and call it a day.
I love it. Sorry. Turning it off because why would we remember to do that, right? Okay.
Clink, clink.
Oh, wait. Did I put more in mine and less in yours? Help?
No. We got to be even.
You got to catch up.
Right. I'm not a slacker, guys.
Okay,
thank
all right.
You.
You're welcome.
Clink, clink,
clink.
I love that it's also purple and it just matches the nails. It's just so much. Wait. Clink, clink. Thank you.
Mm.
Okay, so it's sweet, but it's not overtly sweet.
He said that.
Which is nice. I get like...
I was like, I don't want juice. He's like, no, it's not going to give you juice.
But I can drink it like juice. Because it's
sweet for you.
Right.
And for me, it's just right. Because I have to come down from my sugar high.
Oh, yeah. So for me, this is a juice feeling. It's not too juicy where I'm thinking of like apple juice or something.
Okay. You can definitely taste the grapes.
Yes.
Like, these are green grapes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Green or white?
Green.
Yeah, that's good.
But I will tell you, I can just...
If you do not know that reference,
please find out. I will tell you that I can chug this right now and be fine, because it's... No.
I'm saying, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It is.
It's 12 o'clock somewhere.
It'll matter.
Is it 12 o'clock here? Might as well be.
Here, mind your business. So you know, I do.
I have to come correct for you guys. You know, season two, change it up. Get a little fancy.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. I just did it.
Okay, well, I like it.
Yeah, because I wasn't doing my hair today.
Oh.
I need a haircut badly.
I understand. Do you cut your own hair? Okay, I tried to ask. My bad. Sorry.
No, man. All right, so we got a good one for you guys. So let's uncork.
And unwind.
All right, so we're back with more Wispies. Whispers. Wispies.
Whispers. Whispers.
Whispers.
The Wispies have sent us the Whispers. Oh, God, that's a lot.
It is.
It's okay. We're going to make
it's
it
okay.
Work.
And we both got a hoop.
Well, you can't always talk to me. I always have hoops on. I put on these small hoops today because I was like, I want to wear like chunky gold ones.
Mm-hmm.
They were small, and I was like, this is disrespectful to the hoop world.
I had bigger ones, but I was like, nah, let me not.
No, you should have worn the bigger ones. I love big hoops. It's something about it. You can be having a bad day. If I put my hoops on, I'm having a great day. Oh.
Yo, the hoop is being disrespectful.
Mm.
Whatever. You want to go first or I want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Okay. Yay!
Okay.
Love these, by the way. Keep them coming, guys.
Ready? This one's a little curious.
Ooh.
It's a 31 male.
Okay.
And a 31 female. They are married.
Okay.
We've been together. This is from the male perspective. We've been together for 10 years and have 4 kids together. Last week.
Pause. Okay. They're 31?
Yes.
Each?
Yes.
With 4 kids?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Blessings to them. I'm not you sipping your wine. Last week, she left on a trip to Florida with her sister. She called and checked on me and checked in every night. On the last night, she never called and she never checked in. I assumed everything was fine. I picked her up from the airport on the next day and we went home back to our life. 3 days later, I come home from running errands and I hear her on the phone with her friend. Her friend asks if I came home and she takes her off of speaker and walks outside.
Okay.
Something didn't feel right. I went on her laptop and I rummaged through her search history, flag, which had nothing. Eventually, looking in the trash, flag, and finding a deleted phone log. So I asked her when she came back inside if anything had happened in Florida. She said no. I pried deeper and I still got nowhere. I then brought up the phone log that she tried to lie about and she had thrown away, but after more prying, it eventually came forth with the truth. She had given her number to a man she met on her last night there. She says they flirted all night and then it came to a point where she wanted to go to bed. She denied him going with her, but gave him her number. She denies that they touched or were close, just flirting from a distance. She admitted texting him the next morning after first saying a small remark and then admitting it was really a whole paragraph she texted. She deleted everything, including conversations with her sister. And when she had returned that 3 days later, the day that I found the deleted log, that's when she downloaded the phone log while we were going to bed. More lies about what was then confessed. It was because she wanted to know if he had reached back out, which is why she looked everything up. I'm shook over this, and I feel like this could be the end for us. I feel like this may be a sugar-coated version due to all the lies and half-lies during all of this that came out. The trust is gone. I feel hurt, angry, and backstabbed. I've seen some signs before for being open to flirting with other men, and I've talked to her about how I don't like it and to not entertain other men flirting, but she takes that as me attacking her or being insecure. I've lost respect for her, and I see where her heart is at. I feel like I'm at the point of where I'm getting a divorce. Am I wrong for thinking this way?
The male ego is so fragile. If a woman entertains another man, mm-hmm. and this is from a woman who is married, mm-hmm. You're not doing something for her to feel that she has to seek it elsewhere.
I do agree with that.
Are there people who are nymphs? Absolutely. This does not sound like someone who's a nymph.
No, it doesn't. It sounds like someone who... They had 4 years together. They've been together for 10. So four kids together. They probably started having kids 2-3 years into a relationship.
You're talking about two 31-year-olds.
Kids.
Who probably did not have the opportunity to live.
In their 20s.
Their 20s the way that most 20-year-olds live.
Where I agree.
They're casually dating, casually having sex, or whatever
tickles your
fickle as a 20-something-year-old.
Tickles your pickle.
Right. They did not get to do that.
No.
And she probably felt like, wow, men still look at me. And she enjoyed the little flirtation. She probably didn't do more than that because it was just breathtaking to have the flirtation.
And she probably was like, I don't get this at home.
Right. Because you're so logistic in your day to day with four kids.
Four kids. It's a lot.
That they're probably not.
I mean, and not to say that people can't, because there are people who do carve out time to still romance each other.
But it sounds like they're not doing
that. Exactly. I mean, I wouldn't go to the stretch of saying that you're on the brink of a divorce. There's things that you guys need to talk to each other about. Maybe seek therapy so you can understand where she's coming from and why she felt she needed to entertain it.
Right. I also think you guys need to talk a little about your trust issues, right? So you say your trust is gone, but it doesn't sound like you necessarily had trust to begin with because you were rifling through her things.
I'm a sip on a
So I think that you needed to start, you need to be in therapy, whether it's about this certain situation or not, because there was no trust to begin with. You have an inkling of something's happening, and instead of going to talk to her immediately, you going through her laptop, you went through the trash. Like, that's a lot. No, you guys need to talk this out.
You play detective. Are you a detective?
Yeah, you should let me know. If you're a PI, I might have some jobs for you. You never know.
But what threw me off is, why would she print it out and throw it in the trash?
It's like she wanted to get caught.
Right. Because if you can have access to it digitally, don't just erase it digitally?
Right, because you erased your search history.
Am I reading that? Like, did I hear that wrong? Like, no, she printed it out?
It was a piece of paper.
Right, and he said he found it in the trash. I had to stop and think about it. Trash? Or like, you know, like this trash on the computer?
Trash.
Oh, okay. She was leaving all the crumbs out.
Right.
Now, when he first said that he walked into the room and she asked if he was there's plenty of times I've had someone on speaker, and as soon as my husband walks in, I walk out the room, because he says it, men ain't got no business in women's conversation.
Right.
And that's exactly what it is. You ain't got no business in my conversation.
Absolutely.
She can be talking to me about her man.
And you don't need to know nothing about this.
Right. And you don't need to know what I complain about about you to other people.
We do complain. Right. Just FYI.
It's to vent and to get solicited.
Yes.
Solicited advice, right?
Yes.
Yes. Because you're asking for it.
Right.
Right.
And it's definitely, it's going to be biased as well. But that's a different story.
Which is fine. That's normal. That's normal girlfriends, normal girl talk.
We going to be on their side. No right. Sense.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I have holes in my mouth, so I'm sorry if it the ASMR for those who like it or don't like it. I apologize. It's either that or me coughing.
Pick and choose, guys.
I think rather than speculating and creating this narrative in your head,
absolutely.
If you are that connected with your partner,
absolutely.
You should ask and have a conversation.
Okay, but here's my thing. If you have four kids together, I need you to be that connected. You've had four kids. And I mean, don't get me wrong. I do also understand the idea that people have sex just to have sex and then they have kids. It's not necessarily that. It's an intimate connection in that moment. Mm-hmm. So I definitely do understand that. But you've gone through this motion now four times. Because you don't have four kids. So it's more than four times, ultimately. So I need you to have some type of connection with this woman you've now deemed to marry. You spend most of your 20s with.
Right, that's a good question.
All of your 20s, to be honest.
Yeah.
And you've had four kids with. You should be able to have an open, honest conversation with this woman. And this woman should be the same thing with you. So that you can get to the nitty gritty of, I just wanted attention from that man on the boat. Or vacation, wherever you were. I'm assuming a boat because Florida makes me think of a cruise. But, you know, whatever it is, why did you want that attention? And how can I better help in this relationship?
Right. How can I show up when she doesn't have to feel like she has to get it from somewhere else?
Correct. Because that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. She's not getting it in her current situation.
So.
And divorce is extreme. He jumped from the baby pool, all the way to the high dive quickly too.
Y'all need to sit down and talk about it, and if you feel like it's escalating and it needs to be, you know, regulated through mediation,
get
a therapist.
Absolutely.
Mediator, somebody,
anyone that can,
church person if you're into church.
Absolutely. Pastor, anyone who can be unbiased in the situation that can help you walk through and navigate it, because again, going from the kiddie swim pool to the high dive is a lot.
The kiddie swim pool.
That's what it feels like. Like, I get it. If if you've seen this also, that she's been flirting at a distance while you're out in the public, it also makes me curious if she's West Indian, because that's...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Culturally, that's okay.
Right.
You don't mean nothing by it.
That's just you being you. Like, and that's how we grew up. Auntie will grind on uncle and then grind on a friend and then grind on past the man over there.
But, and then come back to her man.
Right. So, like, I'm assuming they're not West Indian. But again, in my mind, but she went home with you. Because in her mind, she's not flirting. If that's West Indian, which is not. But if in West Indian culture, she's not flirting. She's talking to man so-and-so because she wants to say hello.
Right. She giggled because he made her feel special for a little second.
Right.
That's literally it. A little second.
Where you make her feel second 24 hours of every day. Well, I hope.
Make her feel second?
What? Make her feel special? Did I say make her feel second?
I was like, hey, what?
Make her feel special 24 hours of every day. Yeah. My bad.
It's okay. I just wanted to make sure I didn't misinterpret what you're trying to say.
You wasn't, but I said it wrong. Oh, Lord. So, yes, go find some help. Please sit down and talk it through. Do not just jump off this high dive. No. This is not the moment for this.
Wispies, what do you think he should do? Drop your comments below. Let him know.
Girl.
I'm going to drink to that.
I'm going
to
sip. I'm going to need more to sip soon. We should not have started. We might have finished a bottle of episode.
I mean, we did say wine and whispers. Why am I? I know my passcode. Okay. I made it through, y'all. I made it through. I might have to grandma lean back on this one, okay? Thank you. All right. So this wispy said, dear wine and whispers. The title is, my boyfriend said he only sleeps with me to make me happy. All right, I'm going to leave it right there. I, 24 female, have been dating my boyfriend, 20 male, for a year now. I'll preface this by saying that when we first started dating, I have been his first introduction to sex, and he'd been my first introduction to sex with a man. Since I was more experienced than him, I was trying to be slow and careful, and I tried everything to show him that talking about sex was important and expressing boundaries and your feelings was necessary, as well as consent can be withdrawn at any moment. I had really bad experiences with men in my childhood, so it made me want to be extra careful about that stuff. It's just as the title says. My boyfriend and I were laying in bed together last Sunday, and I started to get handsy. He starts to get into it, and I made a joke about him tying me up and doing butt stuff to him.
To him?
Mm-hmm. Which was a joke. He says stuff like that to me as well. Neither of us are probably ever going to do it, do anal, and we both know and respect that. Anyway, he gives me the go-ahead to do the butt stuff, and I stop and say, hey, I don't like when you give me consent for things you don't actually want.
Absolutely.
And that's when he told me that sometimes he only sleeps with me to make me happy, which devastated. We stopped there and I didn't talk to him for a bit. I was in a state of shock, to be honest. Anyways, we had a party, so we had to go. And after the party, he tried to bring it up again and said that he hadn't worded it how he meant it. And then again, I asked him if he only slept with me to make me happy. He said he didn't want me to feel bad about myself.
What?
I started crying and apologizing because I felt just as gross and predatory as the men in my past.
Right.
He tried to comfort me and kept asking me just not think about it. But I told him I couldn't and left. I brought it up to my best friend and she said I shouldn't feel guilty about all of this because he never communicated that he didn't want something, which is true. He'd always not only consented, but done so enthusiastically. And there had been plenty of times for both of us where we stopped mid-act for whatever reason.
Ew, mid-act. We don't stop mid-act.
Obviously, I believe you can withdraw consent whenever. And I figured he believed that as well because we had done so in the past. Anyway, she wants me to break up with him, but I honestly just love him so much. I can't imagine not having him in my life. Girl, you are 24 years old. He is 20.
Finish the story.
Sorry. Yesterday, he and I talked a little again and said that what he had, sorry, my eyes and the font, okay? What he had actually meant was that he didn't like when I touched his nipples or belly button outside of sex.
Outside, but y'all were having sex.
Where am I? But that he'd always wanted the sex, which makes no sense again. I told him that he said he hadn't wanted the act of sex and had done it with me because he didn't feel like he could say no. And he said that, yeah, he hadn't, but not only once or twice. I don't know. This is too much. She's long-winded. Get to the point, girl. And only because he didn't want me to feel unwanted or unloved. So now the story keeps changing, and I don't think he understands the mental anguish I'm going through right now. I haven't really slept since he said it, and I don't want to eat anymore. I'm a mess at work, and I can't bring myself to talk to my friends or do anything other than lay in a slump in bed.
Absolutely not.
What the fuck? And I don't know what to do. I just don't know anymore. I feel like a sexual predator, and I feel like he might only be with me because the trauma is making him think he loves me. And then on the other hand, I feel like maybe I'm being lied to. Like maybe he just said what he said originally to hurt me, and now that it's made such a big mess, he's backtracking. The thing about my boyfriend is he's a little different. I don't know how to explain it. It's the introverted to the super extreme. He's like shy to talk to new people, but not like scared shy. Like he just doesn't like anyone else. Yeah, she's doing a lot of talking. But he's like, she's trying to over-explain.
Right.
Yeah. But he's super open and loud and comfortable around those he knows. He can be a little unusual at times in how he acts and the things he says. And there have been times in the past where he just said things to hurt me.
Go ahead.
Which is why I even question if he was just upset in the moment. I just don't know what to feel. I hate myself so much that I hate that I'm out here living after possibly taking away any amount of peace in his life. What the she's traumatized badly. He's the kindest, sweetest, and most romantic man I've ever met. The idea of men, of me even unintentionally forcing myself on him. Why are you makes me want to cry and scream and just die. I hate this feeling. I feel so gross and I don't want to know what to do. I just need help. I don't know how to fix anything. He keeps saying that he loves me and he doesn't want me to think about it. And that is his fault or for lack of communication, but it doesn't make any sense for me. Anyone has insight, please help me.
Stop.
I don't know what to keep living.
What?
I don't want to keep living while feeling this way. And if there's really no redemption for me as a person, then I need to know what to do. My boyfriend's, what's TDLR? TLDR.
TLDR.
My boyfriend said sometimes he only sleeps with me to make me happy. Then he changed it to me to he meant he doesn't like me, doesn't like when I touch his nipples, belly button, but allows me to do that sometimes and hadn't meant to say sex. Wow, this is just really mind-boggling how to read this.
Too long, didn't read.
Then he said that actually he had meant that he'd only had sex with me once or twice without wanting it, and I don't know what to do. Okay, first of all, this is exactly what's happening in America with the education system and her being able to express herself in paragraphs. That annoyed the fuck out of me. But dissecting her situation, homegirl has some self-reflection and self-healing that she needs to deal with before she can be in a relationship with anyone.
She has trauma. So she already started off and let us know that you have a trauma because you said that you haven't been with any males until this 20-year-old.
Because the males in her younger years
did her. Something. We don't hurt her. So I think that you, before jumping into any relationship, you need to unpack what happened in your childhood and those traumas that you're currently experiencing because they are affecting your relationships moving forward. So you absolutely should be seeking some professional help to help you with that process because your friends aren't going to understand. Your peers aren't going to. There's no one who's currently in your life who's going to understand and give you an unbiased opinion.
Right.
So you need to go seek someone who can give you an unbiased opinion and help you through that and navigate through those emotions that you're having because you're having big emotions for a 24-year-old.
Right.
The fact that you then said that
you want to unalive yourself.
Not even that. Unalive yourself. You can't see yourself without him. You're creating this attachment and this bond to this human whom
you're making excuses for.
Right. You already said that he says hurtful things to you. So you're trying to make a bad situation look good.
Right. There's a want to be needed in this situation.
Yes, that's what it is. Because you weren't needed as a kid, possibly. Yeah, so you, like...
There's a lot of trauma you have to work through.
Right.
You can allow yourself to be vulnerable in a situation with another person.
Right.
Yeah.
You're not ready to be in a committed, monogamous relationship. Even a committed, polyamorous situation.
Right.
There's too much that you have to go through currently to get to a healthy state where you're comfortable with that person walking out the door. To go shopping.
Mm-hmm. Because now, even if you're saying he's so introverted and shy, that even if he smiles at the regular, you know, the person at the wherever, the register, and they're smiling just to smile because that's the polite thing to do, you're going to feel some kind of way. Like,
absolutely.
Yeah. You've got some things to work through, baby.
Yeah, absolutely. And you definitely need to, do it alone. I don't mean to mean... You'd say that so harshly.
You got to ugly cry. You got to go through it.
Yeah. You don't need this 20-year-old, first off.
Because he's still growing. You're still growing.
Right. You're both.
Still finding yourselves.
Right. You can't find yourselves together when you don't even know how to find yourself to begin with. Mm-hmm. And from what it sounds like, he doesn't even know what he wants. Because he's telling you 4 or 5 different stories and different versions of the same story.
To... Shield her ego.
To appease her. It's to appease her. To play.
He knows she's fragile.
I'm lying.
Mm-hmm. I know, baby. He knows she's fragile. So he's saying or being conscientious about saying the right thing to make sure that she's not going to hurt herself.
Or to make sure that it's going to be what she wants to hear so that they can continue having this relationship, even though maybe he doesn't even want it. Like, it's a lot that's unpacked in this long-winded wispy that you got. Whisper. No offense, girl.
Yeah, that was long.
It was. We appreciate and we love you, but...
It was long, and you need to not make excuses for other people's behaviors. Yes. And I know that's something that you learn along the way as you mature. But I'm saying it to you now, as you go through a healing journey, you cannot make excuses for other people.
No.
I've been listening to let them.
Okay.
And yeah, let them deal with their own situation let you deal with your own situation.
You have to. Like, unfortunately, you can't heal yourself if you're trying to heal others around you.
Yeah. Oxygen mask.
Yes, it is. You have to heal yourself first before you even try and help others. And you need that help, girl.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Again, he's also 20. You're 24. Right. You guys have so much more life to live.
And figure out. You still don't know yourself. He still don't. He definitely don't know himself.
He don't even know what.
Right. He don't even know how to stroke himself properly. And I guess I'm being very brash about it. But he don't even know how to stroke himself properly to know how to get himself off. okay? You don't either. Because clearly, you being his intimate partner, touching him, is awkward for him. Maybe there's some truth that you guys need to discover. Maybe you are not heterosexual. Maybe you guys are.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Homosexual. And then so when I say homosexual, I don't mean in a negative way. Maybe he's doing it because he thinks that's what he has to do because there's maybe a pressure for him or a negative space for him where he can't be his true self and vice versa. I'm sorry. I'm digging deep there.
But I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Because if my partners, I mean, yes, there are times where things my husband does that are like little cute, little sexual things, but he does it at the wrong time, I get mad at him. But when we are doing, when we're being intimate, I'm not going to tell him, I don't like when you do that.
No. First off, that's a conversation that you have an after, before, whatever the fact is. In the moment, you live in the moment and you get what you get and you get what he gets.
And why are we stopping midway through? Is it that unpleasurable? But because if you are being pleased on both sides,
we're not stopping.
Stopping.
I want to go to the end.
Yes, I'd like to finish what we started.
I want to cross that finish line happily.
I'd like a happy ending.
Absolutely. Thank you. I'm not stopping midway. Do I feel good?
And this is what makes me question: are they together out of fear of what environment they would have if they were not their true selves?
So they need to talk to somebody because I don't have that answer. That is some self-reflection that they have to do. And to be honest, they're too young to even
figure that out right now
for themselves.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am.
All right.
I have another.
Okay. I'm ready. Let me fix myself.
It's not juicy. It's just, it tickles. It hurts my heart as an HR professional.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, let's hear this one.
I work as a low-ranked manager at a retail store.
Okay.
We've all been there.
You could say shift manager.
Shifts manager, or whatever. Team lead, whatever it is. We've all been there. I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
Something weird has been going on over the past few months. The fact that this has been going on for a few months is upset. Anyway, there was a 35-year-old male employee who has been acting creepy towards the younger female workers at my store. The age range is between 18 to 21. So they're legal, but it's 18 to 21.
Yeah.
I've been told that he strikes up conversations with them and then asks for their Instagram. And if he doesn't get it, he'll look them up on his own. He will then like every single picture they've posted on their pages.
Oh, hell to the no.
And one of the girls told me that he liked 80 plus pictures on her page, including one from her 8th grade graduation. He will insist on talking to them at work, even if they are trying to get away from him. So last summer, this is what makes me upset. The fact that this then is last summer.
So no one's called him out? Okay, you know, go ahead.
One of the girls, who is a 19-year-old female, told him to leave her alone because she said that he was making her feel uncomfortable and he insisted that he just wanted to be friends. She left the employee break room to go to the manager's office, which was empty at the time, and he proceeded to bang on the other side of the wall. He then unbuttoned his shirt and began walking back and forth in the hallway outside of the employee break room. This incident was reported. Once I was made aware of this, I went to my former boss, now at the time, and let her know. She did nothing. Then an HR complaint was made, and they claimed that because my former boss was already aware of this, there was nothing to be done, which is a lie. Okay. Does anyone know what can be done in this situation? How do I get him fired? And how do I protect the young females and the employee that's still complaining about him because he's still employed? I do believe he's acting in a creepy way when he interacts with them, and I want everyone to feel safe.
You can't call the cops on that one?
Of course you can.
My thing is, why the hell is he still there?
So,
why is he still there?
This hurts my heart as an HR professional, because
what?
There's witnesses who, obviously, because they came forth, who says that he's undressing in
immediate violation.
You are not up to standards of the uniform policy, the standard code of conduct. You are banging aggressively on a wall. If
that's threat.
It's harassment.
Yeah.
So whoever is HR in this company, you have disappointed me wholeheartedly. And the fact that you then just went to this manager and said, well, your boss knows, so I don't have to do anything. That is not what happens, HR. You need to do a full investigation. You should be reaching out to all the females, because I'm assuming it's all females, right?
Why did we not call the cops on him already?
So, he's not stealing. Technically, harassment should be reported to your HR department, and then HR goes, while there's banging on the door, how long did he bang? Was it a quick 1, 2, 3? Like, I don't have all that detail to say I should call the cops.
I felt uncomfortable. It created a hostile environment. That right there is more than enough reason, HR or not, to get someone.
First off, I think that the 19-year-old should have called. She should have called the supervisor, or she should have called the
cops. She's scared. I get it. I get why she didn't. She was scared. I remember, these kids, when they come into these jobs, because I did it too, they breeze through the harassment video.
Oh, I mean, I breeze through it now. But I know what I'm
exactly.
I know what I'm looking for.
Right. As an adult, you know it now. But at that age, you're breezing through it. You're really not retaining anything from it. And then you don't know your full rights.
I'm different.
That's why you're in HR. But I'm being honest. Like, when I was working with my little mall jobs.
Yeah.
Excuse me. The anti-theft thing you went through. The video, like, it was like an hour video. The harassment video. It's because they always play it as it's always, oh, I like your butt. They don't talk about all the other ways in which you can be harassed and felt uncomfortable or you're left in a hostile environment. And this is what I'm saying. I'm going to call them kids because they are
kids. 18 to 21.
I was a kid. I'm going to take an acknowledge 18 to 21. 18 to 21.
That's
I was
a child.
Kid.
Yeah.
You think you're an adult, but you're not.
No, you don't know nothing yet, girl.
You're still a novice. And a novice to the point where you're a novice and you think that you're an adult now, you're not paying attention to the things you need to be paying attention to.
And you're definitely not calling and reporting anyone on this.
No.
But again.
Because you're scared.
But the managers.
And you don't want to be the one to make the ruffles. I'm sorry.
I'd make the ruffles. The manager, not the one who reported this, but the former boss. Shame on you. You knew this was happening and you didn't protect your staff. Again, shame on HR. So what you need to do is, if you have all of this proof, right? I don't know exactly what you have, but if you have documentation, you have witnesses, you have an event that's happening, you need to be going to your HR. She takes care of me so well, guys. You need to go to your HR department. You need to go with all that documented proof.
That water is to drink.
That water is drink?
I said they wanted us to drink.
They did. It was delicious.
And so it's happening, okay? Can you see that? You started here.
Now it's here.
Okay. This is a good one. I would come back for it.
I come back for this one. What I would do is we should go to this vineyard.
Oh, it's in California though.
We should go to the Y'all think I'm playing when I say I just want to get on a plane. We should go to this.
I give up. I totally give up.
So I'm going to continue. We should go to this vineyard. We should have a wispy escape. I like that. Okay. I just came up with
that. Destination Whispers.
Destination.
Let's pin it.
Pin it. Okay. So back to the story. I think that you all need to get together, file a formal complaint, and if something happens again where he's being aggressive in the work environment, you can absolutely call the cops. Because you no longer feel safe in your environment. And you need to make sure that if you do call the cops, you have try and get video proof. Try and make sure you have witnesses to stand on your two feet so that when the cops do show up, you can actually explain what's happening and you can be clear and concise. On top of all of that, make sure you have the documentation proof from prior where nothing was done.
Yeah.
And if this is a retail store, I'm assuming that there's a corporate office. Go to your corporate office and
district
say
manager,
something.
Regional manager, something.
Whoever. Go to whoever is higher than your former boss, whoever your current boss is, whatever it is. Go to that person and file a formal complaint as well. You have kids that are working there, and you have this skeevy man who's trying to do skeevy things. I'm sorry. If someone went on my page, I'm not even 18 or 21.
Right. But if my eighth grade
picture. Huh? So if someone, even if someone went back to 10 years on my post, because I'm not.
Right.
I definitely don't do what these new kids do and only have 10 pictures on my post. I'm not clearing out my Instagram feed. I don't got time. So if you go to my first post and you like it, you're weird.
Yeah, because that means you trolled far.
You did. I've had Instagram. So if you trolled and you went down that far, that rabbit hole, you were there.
Yeah.
That's awful.
My nails page, if you troll far enough, you'll see my cakes.
Really?
When it was a cake page.
Because it was a cake page.
It was a cake page.
I forgot it was a cake page.
And then I changed it to crafted because I was doing a whole bunch of things. I was making scarves with crochet and making cakes, doing nails. I said, you know what? It's just my crafted page. Because I craft a lot of different things.
How far do I have to go?
I'm artistic in that way, you know? Far.
Far?
It's like a good six, seven years down.
Okay, I'm just going to keep talking. I'm just curious to see some cakes.
Anyone else got an idea for her? Give it.
Or you find a new job. Unsafe.
Yeah. A class action something. Or, yeah, something. All right. I got one more.
I'm ready.
Ready? Something strange happened on a date this weekend. Ready?
Before you start, I would just like to say that I feel very sorry for the dating age that is currently here.
Yeah.
And I say that because there are too many avenues for communication, which means there's too many avenues for miscommunication. And I feel like because of various things, people aren't showing their true selves.
Mm.
And so when they go on these sites, Tinder, I don't know what else.
Match.
I don't know what else there is.
Was it Black?
Girl, you know more than me.
I've heard people.
I don't. It's like when you go on those sites.
I was about to say Tinderfish. That was totally in a book.
That's definitely a book. Isn't there one called Bumper? Is that in a book?
Bumble?
Bumble. I think there's one called Grindr, but I feel like that's in a book too.
Hinge.
Is Grindr real or is that in a book?
I don't know.
Okay. So I read books. So I just feel that you never really know what self you're getting of the other person. So dating is always hard because you're being vulnerable. But now dating is.
Do they still have eHarmony?
Probably. Okay. That's for Christians, right?
No.
Oh, so.
Christian Tinder.
Is that a. Mm-hmm. So I just feel that. I just feel. Yeah.
Go ahead. Okay. All right. So. Again, I'm about to auntie the font, okay? Don't come for me.
Turn it sideways.
I'm gonna keep you around. Yeah, I'm gonna keep you around. All right. Dear Wine and Whispers. So I go on this date. We vibe well if you consider commonality and taste of taste a good vibe.
I have made the mistake of equating commonality to compatibility in the past. So I was glad we had things in common, but wasn't going to get too excited about it. We had drinks, dinner, then we decided to go to the movies randomly. It was all good time until we sat together in the back seats of the theater. Instantly, he started holding my hand. I'm not someone to...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hold hands on the first date, but I know this is a debated topic on Reddit, so I realized some consider it normal. However much I felt uncomfortable, I decided to let him hold it, but I didn't totally reciprocate. I took my hand away to check something on my phone, and then I put my hand forward again to let him hold it. Again, I wasn't comfortable with this, but we had a good time so far, and I didn't want him to think I wasn't interested. I know I've been butthurt when a boyfriend hasn't reciprocated physical touch, so I was equating it to that, but I shouldn't have. Also, he was love bombing. You're gonna love meeting my mom. Mm. And this was another reason I wasn't comfortable with this physical escalation. I need to know the age. Maybe 40 minutes in, his hand kept edging my arm towards my leg. My arm.
Towards my leg. Okay.
Okay.
I think.
And I kept trying to put my arm on the ledgy thingy. Okay.
Like the armrest.
Yes. Okay. Okay. But soon he pushed my and his hand to my side and then started rubbing my thigh.
Push my hand to my side.
And started rubbing her thigh.
Okay.
I immediately crossed my legs and put both our hands back on the ledge. The movie, meanwhile, was very tense about this very thing that I started feeling weird about. My man trying to control a woman's body. I think that's what made me confident to push our arms and hands back up. But also, he and I had just talked about how hard it is to be a female while dating.
Okay.
So I didn't think he was trying to be disrespectful, but maybe ill-informed about my feelings on hand-holding. I kept quietly joking and laughing about the movie with him throughout this whole time, but suddenly you could tell he wasn't having it. As soon as the movie ended, he immediately said, "Let's get our separate Ubers." As sorry, I'm trying not to laugh. Our separate Ubers, as in a tone as if that was a bad thing. No way was I going home with anyone on a first date, but I tried to ease the tension by joking and iterating that I had a lovely time and we need to do it again. Can someone please tell me what the fuck was that? Edit. Decided not to go on date two, which right. I was doing like one astute person pointed out, due to prospect numbers online and potentially making room for error. Thank you. I love your feedback.
I got to the cakes. Anyway.
You cracked the cakes?
I got to the cakes.
Oh.
I told y'all I was determined. I got to the cake. She made a beautiful unicorn cake.
That was, which one? One of them would have been Nella's birthday cake and another one was for someone else. Her fourth birthday cake is purple.
My Little Pony.
Nella's. That's Nella's birthday.
I love this. It was so cute.
Thank you.
I'm going to show you guys My Little Pony. Yeah. So, okay. Back to you.
Uh-huh.
again, I literally was just talking about this and I didn't know what this story was, but dating is so hard in this time. First off, it's a first effing date and you rubbing my thigh. I don't know you.
I'm okay with you holding my hand.
Not rubbing my thigh.
Right. That's a bit too far.
Hey. That's intimate. Super.
You know what that reminds me of when I hear it? There was two podcasters that were on Reddit.
Okay.
Or was it on a news or something they heard? No. His sister's friend went on a date with the guy. Okay. The date was fine. The guy took her back to his house.
No.
And started massaging her.
No.
And I was like, no, I don't like it, because she felt tingling when he was massaging her. She ended up going to the doctor because it kept burning.
He stabbed her.
He reminds me of Diddy.
No, Diddy.
He was using a specific black market massage oil that slowly decomposes the skin.
Did you say decompose? He was making her skin rot?
Tenderizing it.
To eat it? Okay, listen.
I don't know. Like, that's very Dahmer.
Listen.
Very Dahmer.
Listen, I'm okay with a subdom. It's fine. But you need to be clear in communicate. Maybe I want you to know all of our topics about communication. You need to be clear in communication and you need to talk to your partner about what you decide you're trying to do.
But that was their first date.
That's disgusting.
So why are you sitting on my couch and you're like, oh, let me massage your neck?
No, why are you on
his couch? And he uses this oil, and the oil, according to what they're saying, the oil didn't have like any distinct smell that made it.
Why are you on his couch? We shouldn't even be talking about the oil. Why are you unhappy? I don't think I'm going to sit. Give me 30 seconds, guys. I'm going to sit about my first dates and think if I've gone home with a guy on my first date. Let me sit and think.
I didn't.
Let me sit and think. I have no promises. I need to think.
No.
Give me a minute. I'm really trying hard here.
I did not.
I want you to know it's really hard because I've been with this man for 10 years now. So I can't even think
of it. No, I didn't go back that far in my Rolodex.
My brain. I know who I've dated. Don't ask me about first date.
Nah.
I want to
even in college. Nah.
Well, college was different for me. I didn't shit where I ate either.
But no,
I definitely didn't. Like on a first date, maybe the second date you gonna catch me, but definitely not the first date. And the second date you gonna catch me because I'm going home. I'm gonna drink your liquor. Like. Definitely not a
first. I need y'all to understand, my husband didn't get my phone number until 2 months later.
So when?
2 months after meeting him.
So how did
I could have given it to him. I only saw him and spoke to him when he was at work.
Wait, so you saw
him? I knew his schedule. Went to come.
Not you stalking this man.
Went to keep me at work. No. Went to keep him company when he was at work.
And she was stalking him.
And I only gave him my number is because I at this point, I was like, okay, I trust him enough to come pick me up from the airport because I spent the weekend by my sisters in Georgia. And when I was leaving to go on my flight.
So you need a ride home.
And
so
I had a ride home. But
it was him.
I was strategically choosing him by putting my number in his phone. And he quote unquote says he didn't know that's what I was doing.
He knew.
Right.
Men know. They be lying.
But
they're trying to be cool.
I concocted a whole reason why he needed to come pick me up. Because I didn't ask him when I gave him my number.
Have you gone on dates before?
We did.
So he didn't have your... So you guys went on full-blown dates.
We did one full-blown date.
And he didn't have your number?
Nope.
Good job, Dre. You locked it down. Proud of you. Because I would have given up. Not that you're not a beautiful human.
And then
I would have given
up. And then I made him wait another month and a half before I gave it up.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
We can wait.
But for me, that was like prize winning. Okay? Because I would usually wait about a month.
Absolutely.
Right? I give you a month. I made him wait 3 months. I mean, he's still here.
Good job. You did something good. We're proud of you. Yeah. And you got two kids. So you did something good.
Yeah. Good job. Don't look like me.
They really don't.
No.
That's wild.
But yes, why? Why the hell are we going home same night? Nah. He wants to walk into your door. That's fine. That's where it stops. You go inside your house. Bula on the throne.
Look at the original story.
Yes, I said Bula.
So y'all went out to a dinner and drinks, which I think is a great...
Got me yelling in my cough.
which I think is a great first date. You get to know each other. You have drinks so that you can take away the anxiety and the nervous energy. Beautiful. And then you were having such a good time. You went to the movies. I think so far that this progressed nicely, in my opinion. Which has me concerned now is the fact that he's now pushing your arm to get to your to get to your space when, again, it's a first date. Like, what are we doing here in the sense that you need to, why do you need to be that close? Oh, just kill it.
Yeah.
Why do we need to be that close to that person? No, I need you to have, give her space. You're still in the getting to know each other phase. Why are you rushing? Is that what it is? Are you just rushing to have sex?
I think dating now is about, at least from what I'm seeing, there's this understanding that they think that they have to do that because it's portrayed in everywhere, in entertainment. That, oh my God, we hit it off so well. We kiss at the door and the kiss is so good. I melt into you and then you just come into my house. I really don't think that that's what they think
happens. I mean, that's every book that we read too.
Right.
What was that? I saw a little fuzzy.
Oh.
Sorry. I'm not saying that you're not wrong, but then it makes me think that we're all stupid. We do that for entertainment purposes. This is not real life.
But I really think that if you're not having these conversations with your kids, these are the people that they're growing up to be, where they don't realize.
Aggressive people that are trying to push themselves through your front door?
Yeah. I'm glad that she was able to recognize, like, this is not it. You know?
No.
But had she been someone who didn't have...
susceptible? Had she been someone who never had any
love, would have been shy and felt like, oh my God, let me just squeeze him. But like, give you a good word, guys.
I'm done.
You would feel inclined. That's true.
No. So then I guess the moral of this story is we need to talk to our children. Your children, your godchildren.
The realities of what that's supposed to look like when you're dating someone. Nephews. Know your boundaries. Set your boundaries. Know what's acceptable, what's not acceptable. Are you comfortable doing that? Do you want to do that? You do not have to do it. And guess what? You may have felt like you wanted to do it, and then eventually you don't want to do it. It's okay if you say, you know what? I changed my mind.
Be able to communicate your needs and your wants.
Like the other one said, right?
Yes, except...
we could stop midway through.
No, don't do that.
If say something, if you can't do it to make me want to finish,
no, my
sorry, this not a wine talking.
You're silly. If you're stopping midway through, then you should never started. I'm sorry.
I think this girl should talk to the other girl.
Y'all two need to link up, have a little wine date or coffee, whatever you guys want to do, and talk about it.
Yeah, like sis, set boundaries. Know your worth. Know your worth. What you want out of it. Don't do anything unless it's what you really want to do.
But then, I'll be honest, if I was the second girl that you talked about, I wouldn't want to date for a minute.
Yeah.
I'm going to be over it because y'all males are stupid. And it goes both ways, but we just happen to... my proclivity is that way. I'd rather date a male than a woman, right? So, y'all stupid. What?
Get somebody else to do it.
Because it ain't going to be me. This whole thing, I feel like every whisper that we've talked about is really about communication.
Yeah. Yeah. Communication, knowing your boundaries or setting your boundaries.
Right. Mm-hmm. Very much so. Being clear and concise when you have those communications so you know what the expectations are.
I don't know. Let us know what you guys think.
Please. I'm curious.
We're ready. We're ready to start season 2.
Season 2.
Show up for you guys. Continue. Should I continue? You want to see the curlies? Should I continue? I have a whole bunch that I had collected over the pandemic. I mean, I'm here for it.
We should. I like this vibe.
Yep.
I want to get the hoops.
I want to get new
glasses.
New glasses.
Okay.
Zoog, Zulu, Diff. I'm ready for y'all.
Are they going to be, I feel like you should get cheetah print. I don't know why.
Okay.
We can look into that. Okay, beautiful.
Mm-hmm. See you next time, Wispies. Oh, you gonna say something else?
No. I wasn't. I was gonna say see you later, but you said see you next time.
I thought that's what we say.
It
hasn't been that long.
See you next time, Wispies.
Hey, Wispies. Thanks for joining us for another hard-hitting girl talk. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to like and subscribe on your podcast listening platforms. See you next time, Wispies.